It's time to catch up on what's happening in Tumby. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Keith.
What were you up to last week? I heard you were pretty hard to get a hold of.
Well, Tumby Bay was busy again because we had 200-plus Eyre Peninsula senior school students in Tumby Bay. They were here for a goose expo. It was a lot of fun, and I'm, again, really tired, but very happy. It was an amazing event.
So I understand this was all about life skills?
Yeah. The concept came about because we were thinking about how senior school students haven't been able to get to Adelaide for career camps, uni open days, things like that that they normally might travel for. COVID's made it really hard to go to things like that. So we thought, why don't we bring some motivational and inspiring speakers and workshops to the students here on the EP? So that's what we did. We did a two-day expo-style event in the Tumby Town Hall, and we had students from St. Joe's High School, Port Lincoln High School, Cummins Area School, and Tumby Area School.
That sounds like a fantastic way to reach out to the kids, as you say, who may not have been able to get across to Adelaide. And just as we finish up with the Youth Expo, it is time to start planning for Anzac Weekend.
Yeah, that's right. As normal, there will be a dawn service in Tumby Bay for Anzac Day, but there's also something a little bit special. So the Tumby Bay RSL have been in discussions with Great Flinders Footy League for a couple of years now about holding a centenary match for Anzac Day. They started talking about that in 2019, but because of COVID and the footy season being cancelled in 2020, this has been on hiatus. So this year, they're hoping that these commemorative football and netball games will be held on the 23rd of April.
Well, I'm hoping, and knock on wood, this will go ahead this time, and great to see that even though COVID got in the way, the planning still continued and going to make up for it anyway.
Yeah, that's right. It's pretty exciting. There's some commemorative Guernseys and netball bibs that are going to be printed up, and they'll be beautiful, I'm sure. And there will be a couple of special trophies with specific commemoration to particular people who have been in service. So a couple of nurses and some other people who have served the country and the community. So it'll be pretty amazing to check that all out.
It certainly will. Do make sure that you get along next weekend, not this weekend, obviously, because it's Easter, but next weekend to those games. And that will be a wonderful cause to commemorate Anzac Day and also to acknowledge the centenary as well. Thank you very much, Amy. You have yourself a great Easter, and we'll chat next month.
You too, Keith. Thank you.